This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shatajananda and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which move the markets on Thursday, that is 11th of June. Well, weak global cues, AGR verdict on telcos and the possibility of extension of the lockdown spoiled the party for bulls on the street. In fact, Sensex plunged by more than 700 points while the Nifty 50 breached its crucial support placed at 10,000 levels on Thursday. Now, if you look at the final tally on these three, then Sensex was down by 708 points to close at 33,538, while the Nifty 50 fell 214 points to close at 9,902. In terms of global markets, world shares took their biggest tumble in 5 weeks as a sobering outlook from the US Federal Reserve challenged market optimism on the global economy. That's what a Reuters report said. Now, back home, telecom stocks remained in focus after the Supreme Court adjourned the hearing on the adjusted gross revenue, that is the AGR case, till June 18th. Now, analysts have the view that hopes of relief on adjusted gross revenue front for the telecom operators has been dashed. Now, sectorally, selling pressure was visible in telecom, metals, banks, the public sector and the finance stocks, while Nifty Bank fell 2.7% to close at 20,525. On the broader markets front, mid-cap index was down by 1.4%, while the small-cap index fell 1.04%, outperforming the benchmark indices. Top Nifty losers include names like Sun Pharma, SBI, Zee Entertainment and Bharti Infratel, while top Nifty gainers include names like M&M, Hero MotoCorp and IndusInd Bank. Now, let's look at stocks and sectors. Well, sectorally, the telecom index fell 4%, followed by the metal index, which was down by 2.8%, the bank X fell 2.7%, and the public sector index was down by 2.3%. Well, volume spike of more than 100% was seen in stocks like Bata India, Sun TV, Adani Enterprises, Gail India, and Power Grid. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Shriram Transport, Cummins India, and Cadila Healthcare. Well, short buildup was seen in stocks like Gail India, Chola Finance, Bata India, and Eicher Motors. Well, there are more than 80 stocks that bucked the trend and hit a fresh 52-week high. That includes names like Muthoot Finance, Aurobindo Pharma, Cadila Healthcare, Dhanuka Agri, and Granules India. Now, let's also look at stocks which are in focus based on the news flow. Well, Hero MotoCorp stock was up almost 1% after CLSA increased FY21 and 22 EPS estimates by 9 to 10%. It has a buy rating on the stock with a target of 2,700 per share. Now, IndusInd Bank stock price was up by 4% after experts attributed the rise in the stock to bottom fishing along with the technical factors. Telecom industries or telecom companies stumbled after the Supreme Court adjourned the hearing on the adjusted gross revenue, that is the AGR case, till June 18th. The top losers include Vodafone Idea, which tumbled 13%, followed by Bharti Infratel, HFCL, Tejas Networks, ITI and Bharti Airtel. Now, banking stocks eroded the erosion on June 11th in the red, with PSU banks falling the most. Shares of SBI was down by 5%, followed by JK Bank, Bank of Baroda, Punjab National Bank and Canara Bank. The actual problem of NPA is ailing banks, even though the hope rally on the back of reopening of the economy lifted these stocks. Now, let's also look at how Nifty is placed in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty or the Nifty index formed a bearish candle on the daily charts. In fact, it has also slipped below its crucial 5 days exponential moving average placed at 10,010. Now, the index closed below the strong support zone of 10,000 mark. Experts feel that if Nifty continues to trade below 10,000 level, then we may see some cuts towards immediate support zone of 9,800 to 9,700 levels, while on the upside, strong resistance is still placed at 10,000 to 10,100 levels. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.